James Referzo says he fell on hard times when he was in his 20s, and he's still paying for it now. Back then, he didn't think he had a drinking problem.
Maybe one time I'd overdo it with my addiction. Sometimes I'd drink, you know, 8 or 10 beers, and then all of a sudden just make a dumb decision and say, hey, I can drive.
After his third DUI, he was locked up at Lemon Creek Correctional Center. Referzo is the father of 3 small kids. He spent 2 years away and had a revelation.
Realizing, hey, you know, this has got to stop, because the next time I get in trouble, I'm automatically going to be in jail for 5 years, and I don't want to do that. And with my kids, and now something had to change. And that's when I went to Rainforest.
He knew search was another option. That's the tribal healthcare organization serving Alaska Natives in Southeast. Referzo is Tlingit from the Wushkiton clan, so most of his medical needs are covered. But Juno Search only offers limited outpatient care for substance abuse treatment.
It's tough just to ask for help, but then when you ask for it and be told to wait, it's a little bit tougher.
At Rainforest Recovery Center, he says he was able to fill out a form and come back that same day. The center has a sliding scale payment policy. There's an overnight treatment program. Referzo opted to do outpatient. And he says things got better. He was meeting with the counselor regularly and talking about his problems.
When I got my job and everything, then I didn't qualify for the sliding scale, and I was paying 100%.
Referzo only works part-time and owes Rainforest over $1,300.
It's gone to collections now. I just got another letter saying this one's going to go to collections too. And it's like, well, I got to take care of it later on in life when I start making more money and decide to start fixing my credit.
He stopped going to Rainforest. Then he heard he qualified for Medicaid, which pays for treatment.
Did you pick your background color?
No.
Oh, well, that's a nice one anyway.
Betty Ann Boyd, Referzo's girlfriend, helped him sign up. She works at Search and has been covered by Indian Health Service and Medicaid for as long as she can remember. Medicaid covers travel expenses for medical reasons and specialized care, giving her family more opportunities.
Just the choice to have a different option, to go to a private clinic, a private dental, if you're not feeling comfortable with the IHS services.
And she's glad those choices could extend to her boyfriend, Referzo. She says she's proud of the work he's done on himself. She's going to counseling too.
We're doing really good, and we've been doing really good. Who knew that we would be able to live in this trailer and have a trailer and own it? Everything is just keeps going up higher and higher.
Referzo hasn't heard back yet if he's been approved for Medicaid. Some people who've signed up have had to wait. But after November 1st, new applicants will get an instant response from the healthcare exchange that could speed up the process. When his enrollment card does come, Referzo says it'll feel good to slip it in his wallet.
For once, I'll feel like I got something in my life that, you know, that means something material-wise, because I've never carried an insurance card before. And each time I've been asked, okay, your insurance number? I never had an insurance number in my life. And so it's going to be nice to knowing that I got Medicaid and that, you know, I'm not just stuck to seeing that one person because that's the only person I can go see. No, I can go seek out other opinions, other options.
Referzo is 4 months sober, but he says it'll be nice to know he can get help when he needs it. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.